respiratory virus RSV is stressing the healthcare system, with cases on the rise, especially among children. WUWM's Kobe Brown asked Dr. John Ross for a primer on RSV. Ross is the chief medical officer at American Family Children's Hospital in Madison and pediatric emergency medicine physician with UW Health Kids.
RSV is a very common respiratory virus that typically peaks in the winter and has been around for years and years and years. So it's really something that we've always had mindful of in pediatrics, and typically spiking in the winter months. However, what we've seen since the pandemic is it's some earlier spikes last year. And then this year as well, we're seeing peaking of RSV now four times normal peaks. That's even including when it peaks in the winter, and now occurring so much earlier here in October and November. RSV, for most folks, it's a cough, cold, maybe a little bit of a fever. But children, particularly under 18 months of age, can get what's called bronchiolitis. And that is when you get inflammation of the lower airways, making it difficult for them to breathe. And so they can need some help with suctioning their nose, making sure they stay hydrated, maybe some anti-fever medication. But certainly really younger infants or those with other medical issues sometimes need help and support in the hospital. I'd also say older adults and older adults with medical issues can be at risk as well. But this is nothing new. What's new is that it's just a lot right now, and it's really an early season. And I think that's compounded by the fact that we haven't been around each other for a couple of years, right? We've been socially distanced and as we needed to be, and wearing masks as we needed to be. And now we're kind of getting those that kind of all come in at once, and a bunch of kids too that maybe haven't had those immune responses over the last couple of years.
Are we seeing a unique rise in RSV cases? Spiking here?
Yeah, no, Kobe, we are not unique. It is across the whole country. So we're seeing a spike in RSV, in the Midwest and every part of this country. Children's hospitals and emergency departments in general are very, very full. Fuller certainly here than they've ever been with kids. Again, most able to go home, but still many that do are sicker and need to be admitted, filling children's hospitals. And so it's a challenge that is across our state and across our country.
Well, and I also want to touch on that too. So we know that since COVID happened, medical professionals have been stressed and some would even say exhausted. How will this even further exhaust those medical professionals? And what are hospital or medical institutions doing to address those issues?
You know, it is a real challenge. Like, not only do we have a workforce that's been, really challenged throughout the whole course of the pandemic, and now here we are with this, increased patients, increased stress on the system, and then limited workforce. We have just like we do in so many other industries. And you're right, we really need to make sure we take care of our team. That's what's most important. And it's challenging in this time when we're really just trying to, in some ways, just get through the day to try to make sure that we're prioritizing taking care of the sickest patients, compassionately taking care of all the patients and families that need us. So I think you're right that we've been doing a lot of attention towards talking with our team, supporting them in a variety of ways. Everything from, I think, food helps, making sure people get breaks, making sure people feel appreciated. But it is a continued challenge for our whole health system.
How can people help you and other medical professionals by not exhausting those channels? How can they take preventative measures against RSV?
Okay, so I think it's the basics. It's washing your hands. It's if you're sick, please stay home, take care of yourself. If you have just a little bit of a runny nose, maybe think about wearing a mask, strategically mask wearing, and try not to spread to others. So that's really the ways we're going to all take care of our community.
That's Dr. John Ross, Chief Medical Officer at American Family Children's Hospital in Madison and pediatric emergency medicine physician with UW Health Kids. He spoke with WUWM's Kobe Brown.